everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of May 28th through June 3rd, 2012. A week where we thought for most of it the most interesting news would involve the Japanese, until this very evening, when the shock of the summer happened and there's nothing that can happen from here on in to beat this one. Igor Spielbon has been fired by the Arctic Figure Skating Club in Canton, Michigan. It seems Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, Meryl Davis and Charlie White, and mine Alex Dubutani went to General Manager Craig O'Neill and told him they didn't feel he was there for them, and he summoned Spielbon to his office and dropped the axe. Marina Zueva, who remains in her position, claims Spielbon was creating a conflict of interest by working exclusively with two new teams, but O'Neill denies this was the problem, saying, "There was a lot of issues. This has been going on for a couple of months. He's not focused with the kids. What it came down to was the kids didn't want to skate anymore with Igor. Either they were leaving or Igor was leaving." Spielbon describes himself as utterly shocked and insists he was always 100% committed to his students. A little later, he said he does intend to meet with Davis and White, at least, and added, "Honestly, I need some time to regroup. I don't know what I'm going to do. If Marina put it in a way, her or me, okay, I hope that not all skaters go that way, that they see I put my heart and soul into this." Though Zueva is now speaking well of him, saying he built the best ever ice dance school and this is very sad and hard for her. Attempts to reach Moyer and White for word tonight were unsuccessful, and while Davis has been reached over the phone, she's declined to comment. I don't think the fallout from this can be measured within the last few hours of this evening, though, so as I record this, let us return as best we can to the Japanese. The big competition this week, after all, was the annual Adults International Oberstdorf, and Midori Ito competed again. This year, she entered the Mastered Ladies 2 Artistic, which, being artistic, allows vocals and doesn't include scoring on technical elements, just presentation scores. Though Ito's choreography, To Dreaming, by Japanese singer Henri, did include a spin and a single jump at the end, she managed 31.19 points to win this time in a field of 6 skaters. Her numbers range from a 5.25 in transitions to 2.7s, one judge gave her in skating skills interpretation, while giving Jan Kalnan, the woman who beat her last year, all low mid-4s. Kalnan did get to 7.25, though, and totaled 26.63 points to come in second, narrowly beating her fellow American competitor Elizabeth McLaughlin, who scored 26.58. Less eager for competition, however, is Miki Ando. She's spoken out with 2 interviews published this week, and in both made clear this last year she came to discover she cares more about performing than competing. But she was obliged by the ISU to commit to the Grand Prix circuit before she even planned to make her mind up on coming back, explaining, "If I don't sign the paper, I can't go. I don't feel I want to compete yet, but I signed the contract, so I have no choice. I will try my best. Let's see how it works out." She's not thinking beyond the Grand Prix, and the only goal she set in her life involves becoming a better show skater, though she'll try to win a medal at the Grand Prix finale if she can. Absolute Skating published an early interview later, in which she talks about her show to raise money for earthquake victims, which she wants to continue for 10 more years. She also said she'd gotten 2 new competitive programs choreographed, but she noted in both interviews she hadn't been training that seriously. She's moved back to Japan, where it's not that easy to with ice time so much in demand. The only thing we know about Ando's program so far is that Stéphane Lambiel choreographed her short. Mao Asada likewise announced this week that she will have from Lori Nickel both a short program and a new exhibition number, both of which she describes as very fun and uplifting, like a musical, and along for Tatia Tarasova. And Akiko Suzuki is known to be getting a new show number from Massimo Scali, but there is no new news about her competitive programs. But Nobunari Oda's music choices were released this week. His short, choreographed by Tom Dixon, will be to ragtime music, and his free, choreographed by Lori Nickel, will combine The Sorcerer's Apprentice with Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe. Also, Kenji Miyamoto's choreographed his new exhibition number to Frank Sinatra's New York, New York. Skaters from other countries revealing their music recently include Han Yan, filmed at the Chinese Junior Training Camp doing quad triples and triple axel triple toes to Tango Jealousy, choreographed by Jiang Hailan. Italian Paul Parkinson, who is skating to the Queen Symphony for his long, specifically Who Wants to Live Forever, Bicycle Race, and We Are the Champions, and Caitlin Weaver and Andrew Poge, who after the death of his grandmother last week announced they are doing their short dance to The Sound of Music and dedicating the program to her. It seems Sound of Music may be a popular music choice this year, but sadly, Weaver and Poge did not remain the second team to be using it for long before becoming the only team left with it announced. The first, Vanessa Krohn and Nikolaj Sorensen, have proved a short-lived partnership. Their split was announced on Facebook yesterday, and Krohn will apparently give more info shortly, though one imagines Skate Canada's refusal to release her might be involved. She's not the ice dancer who's had the hardest time of it recently, though. That would be Ukrainian Anastasia Galieta, as the world has learned the results of her doping case. It turns out she tested positive at the Grand Prix finale last December for furosemide, a banned masking agent. She said she'd gotten a cold, the team doctor had prescribed her medicine and told her to drink lots of water, which caused her face to swell up, and the pharmacist had given her furosemide to reduce the swelling in her weight and told her it was safe, and she apparently didn't think to get that confirmed before taking it. The Ukrainian team doctor confirmed the cold and his medical advice. The ISU believed her story and that she wasn't trying to cheat, but held her responsible for negligence, in accordance with protocol, have given her a reduced ban of 18 months, starting December 10th, 2011, the date of the positive test, which should expire May 9th, 2013. With her partner now long gone, she might just have needed to spend the season finding a new one anyway. Also having a hard time of it is Cheng Peng. Chinese media is reporting she has suffered what Chrome Translate renders as a waist injury. Not very serious, but she and Hao Zhang are now able to do only basic moves during practices, which have apparently ended with her in tears. Zhang and Bin Yao are reportedly trying to be kind to her, though. Yao describes the team as still being in the formative stages, but notes he is making arrangements within the Chinese team test events for them to skate more than most teams to try to get them in competitive shape as quickly as possible. Word also came out this week, in varying degrees of officiality and reliability, on some new partnership. In Canada, for instance, word seems pretty firm on a new partnership between Brittany Jones and Ian Beharry. They will train with Christie and Chris Wertz in Kitchener. Down in Detroit, meanwhile, rumors are flying like mad, though they seem to refer more to the Detroit Skating Club than to Canton. One has Lori Bonacorsi and Ian Lorello teaming up in Detroit, with his wanting to relocate there even being the reason he and Isabella Canuschio broke up. Bonacorsi's former partner, Travis Mager, is apparently looking for a new one, though he's not up on ice partner search. Rumor also provides new partners for former junior team Jessica Mancini and Tyler Brooks, with her leaving him for Detroit and teaming up with Brad Cleflin, ninth and novice at Nationals, and him also teaming up with a rather young Detroit Skating Club intermediate single skater, Madeline Rutledge, who is giving dance a try. Then, as I record the Sunday evening, there's lack of word on one alarming subject. Emily Samuelson and Todd Gillis have disappeared from the USFSA team envelopes in international selection pool with no explanation as to why. Speaking of the USFSA, officials made visits to Boston on Tuesday, Greensboro on Wednesday, and St. Paul on Thursday, and the decision of which of these cities is to host 2014 Nationals should be announced by the end of next week. Greensboro Mania is hyping their town. Quoting a member of the UFFS Events Advisory Board, "It's our most important Nationals, the culmination of 4-year cycle, so we look for cities who have done well in the past. Greensboro certainly did well. The buzz was surprisingly strong. We love the way they presented the competition. The signage, the participation of local sponsors, the attendance, the city's cooperation with transportation, it was all well done." Greensboro also boasts of being the only candidate that has everything taking place in the same arena. A few other federations released their national teams, mostly, largely, Russia, who have done some things like keeping Polina Agafonova as a junior member, though to be fair, three of their juniors are too young for it internationally, and Katerina Garibolt and Alexandra and Sofia Barakova as reserve members, and more strangely, having Oksana Domnina and Maxine Chabalin as reserve members. The German national team, too, has been announced, with only Aliona Sevchenko and Robin Solkovy in the A envelope with the synchronized team, and quite a few pair of skaters and ice dancers without partners in the reserves. And while Finland announced its first skaters for the national team, with a number of notable skaters, including Kira Korpi, not yet listed and needing to earn their spot at the national team camp in August, the Finnish Olympic Committee has also announced the athletes it will fund for Sochi as Korpi, Beata Papp, Julia Turkila, and Matthias Versluis. For another skater Russia has listed in its top envelope, much bigger news was also announced. Evgeny Plushenko is going to have another kid. Current wife Yana Rodolovskaya is now 9 weeks pregnant. They've apparently been trying for a baby for some time. Going much younger, Vasilisa Zadevankova and Andre Deputat were interviewed about their unexpected success last season and their plans for this one. Their coach, Sergei Dobrovoskov, says they stunned even him, and he's sure to add, after saying how much higher they'd placed than he expected, "Usually I am spot on when I make the plans. It was a crazy performance over and above target. However, they did work like crazy last year. They are two workaholics. They worked in the gym, on the ice, everywhere." They did not reveal their music choices, saying only that their short program, choreographed by Irina Zhuk, will be fast-paced like their old one, while their long, choreographed by Nikolai Morozov, is described as more powerful and more grown up. They're working on transitions, a throw salchow, and possible side-by-side triple salchows. They intend to skate at the Junior Grand Prix in Lake Placid and Zagreb, and if the rules don't change, to compete as seniors in the Cup of Nice, aiming for this season for the top 5 at Russian Nationals and a little higher at Junior Worlds, where they say they want to beat at least one of the Chinese teams. But among other old skaters, Ilya Averbuch's Disco City Tour wrapped up Wednesday in Elektrostal, a city to Moscow's east, with skaters teaming up with their normal and not normal partners to perform some of the routines they had done the pros-only season of Ice Age, Alexei Yagudin doing his longtime sway number, and Margarita Drobiazko and Pavlos Vanegas doing their Muse number while tied to each other. Over in China, the end of something much larger and longer was Zhui Chen and Hung Bo Zhao talking further about their final performance on Artistry on Ice on the 17th. The show will include a number called Our 20 Years, in which they will perform parts of many of their old programs, from Toronto to Adagio and Sweet Dreams and I Believe from last year. And Zhao will even sing, duetting with Taiwanese singer Tiger Huang for Shen. The two of them have also observed how Tiny's pears are now in a relatively weak state, noting Qingpeng and Jiantong's not being in the best physical condition, as well as Hao Zhang needing to get a new partner, and they hope to attract young Chinese skaters to the ice. It was the last week of full competition in the Young Artist Showcase, after Mark Hanready won the singer-songwriter challenge, took a pretty big lead, 8.5 points over Garrett Kling, 78.5 to 70. The final challenge for most of the competitors was This One's For You, a challenge to create tributes to a skater they admire. Tributed skaters include Shailin Bourne, who had two numbers choreographed her honor, and the cast of the 90s Stars on Ice, which Bibi Liang, who actually had another one of the skaters choreograph a tribute to her, grew up watching. She took a bit of glee and choreographed a potential finale number for them, skating with Mirai Nagazu, Evmi Evidante, Darian Weiss, Andrew Huertas, and Brent Mercado, and won the challenge, with Sean Rabbit coming in second with his tribute to Ryan Bradley. They were both too far behind to threaten the overall top two, though. Hanready's Born Number and Kling's breathtaking tribute to Oksana Bayul, skated by lookalike Madison Vinci, were both good enough to let them hold on to their positions, and Herb Mauby's emotionally charged tribute to Naomi Lang and Peter Tanishev, skated by Ling Kring Krayrit and Logan Gilletti Schmidt, left him third overall. Hanready won the viewer poll yet again, too. There might not have been a tribute for Michelle Kwan, but this week she was announced as having received another honor. She's been announced as one of 22 inspiring Americans picked by Coca-Cola for a spot in the 2012 Olympic torch relay going around Britain on its way to London, one of two Olympic medalists chosen by them. Her leg will be in Oxford and be sometime between the 9th and 11th of July. It'll be her second time as torchbearer. Her first was in the 2002 relay. Her fellow legend, Yuna Kim, meanwhile, was busy this week visiting the Silesia Center in Singeldong, CL, and donating money to help them build schools in Africa. One of the schools built has been named for her, and it is thought she may someday visit there. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night, and let's hope in the morning it makes more sense.